Well, Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and the holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Interior Minister Henry Korte has tonight clashed with NDC National Chairman as he fights allegations he tried to bribe NDC MPs with slots in the security services. National Chairman of the Opposition National Democratic Congress has alleged the minister tried to bribe NDC MPs following concerns raised by the group. Minority have petitioned Sraj to investigate what they say is the clandestine attempt by the government to recruit its party foot soldiers into the security services. Asiedu Nketiah claims the minister offered the NDC MPs a chance to bring two persons each to be recruited in a bid to get them to drop the opposition.
So now they have the list of 10,000 people that have been shortlisted. It is on the desk of the interior minister, and he's trying to find a way of making sure that these people get recruited into the security services. Our MPs challenge them. Look, at some point, the interior minister himself now went to parliament to try to, if you like, bribe our MPs.
Now.
MPs, that look, bring two from your constituency and let's add them so that you allow me to do it. And they have rejected it flatly.
He did this openly.
He did this to our MPs in parliament. So I went there, they told me, and I said, don't give one person to them, because you add one person and they recruit 10,000.
You described it as a bribe. Was this something he said on the floor or was meeting privately?
He called them privately and offered
made offer to
the leadership. And we said that they shouldn't. And any NDC person who fall for that, you make sure that you have challenges in your constituency. Because what is wrong is wrong. If there is opportunity for recruitment into the security services, let it go through proper procedure so that everybody, the purpose of democracy is that everybody, every citizen must have equality of opportunities. So if there are opportunities for recruitment, let it go through the proper procedure and let every Ghanaian who qualifies get the same opportunity to be recruited. We are all for it because it constitutes a job for the youth and other things. We are not against it. But to classify MPP people as the only youth in the country who deserve to be recruited in the security services, and you've written letters to your parliamentary candidates to select a certain number of party people and submit to Interior Minister for recruitment, it will not happen.
I mean,
and that is why that matter has been, there's a petition at Shrad, and in spite of the petition, they are now going ahead to advertise and pretend that they are doing the right thing and then come and use the same names.
Yeah, you categorically said they are party foot soldiers.
Yes,
but there isn't any evidence that they,
there is
10,000
there are letters that have been written to party candidates. And you know, what is interesting is that even the MPs in the MPP who lost their primaries, they are not being asked to bring their names. They have written the letter to the new candidates to bring names. So,
I mean, last week we spoke to one of the candidates on this, David Sopoku, to be very specific, when this matter came up. He categorically denied. He's an incumbent member of
parliament.
That he'd been giving any allocation.
We have published at least some of the letters, and we have attached all this thing to Shraj. You understand? So there is no denial of that fact at all. And we are saying that if they believe in rule of law, they better withdraw those adverts and wait for Sraj to do a determination.
You make an allegation about the Interior Minister meeting your own MPs.
Yes, yes.
When did this happen?
Oh, it happened, I think I met our MPs before I traveled, but it happened before then, and I heard about it.
So this would have happened before Parliament went on recess?
Yeah, sure.
So this must be in the last month or two?
Yes. He was trying to bait them that, look, if you accept two, bring two, then we add to the list, then we can push this in. And we say, no way. go and advertise the thing properly and let every Ghanaian get the opportunity to be recruited.
But in an interview with Joy News, Henry Korte denied the claims. He explained, however, that in a meeting held behind closed doors with all MPs, he encouraged members of parliament to get their constituent who had applied in 2021 and 2022 to go through the process, insisting that it was not an attempt to bribe them.
We had a series of meetings when the opposition raised this matter up. They sent it to Shiraz. Personally, as I speak, I've not had any petition. I've not seen any petition. I only saw it in the media space. Shiraz has not written to me. But because I'm a member of parliament, we engage leadership several times. And so when I appeared before the Committee for Defense and Interior, it's a select committee that has oversight over Minister of Interior, Defense, and National Security. So there it was agreed that we should advertise, but that's not, we shouldn't sell forms. And so we agreed, and then subsequently, because I am not in charge of recruiting, Interior does not recruit, we gave directives for the security intelligence agencies to do so. There was a question that came up. We said that per the advertisement, those people who bought forms in 2021, they have got their tracking numbers and all that, but for some reason have not been able to be attended to, can apply, or rather indicate, and the security agencies have given out an email address or something where people have done so. As at 3 days ago, information available to me is that a total of about 90,000 people have gone online to fill that, because they are not buying the forms. Mm. I'm trying to look for the suitable word to use. But the long and short is that they've gone online to indicate. Mm. I think immigration is around some 24,000, fire is about 20, a total of about 90,000. Mm. So clearly, first of all, this issue of there's no backlog, what the agencies are doing clearly shows that indeed there's backlog over 100,000 in this country. Mm. My position is that if we have all these people, over 100,000 who have applied since 2021, and they have not been able to be attended to, why do you go and sell forms again? So we've complied to that. Now, members of parliament, you have to go through this process by ensuring that your people actually have their tracking numbers and everything as citizens of this country, not necessarily as politicians. So if a member of parliament has got a constituent of his or hers who indeed in 2021-22 applied but has not been considered, the idea is that, okay, let them put it through, but not to do protocol and to bribe them. Now, when you say bribe, it's a very strong statement to use, my brother. Now I'm saying that I find it interesting that the national chairman can use the word bribe. How do you bribe a member of parliament? Mm. We are members of parliament, we criticize constructively, and we ensure that we shape things for legislature, you know. So how do you bribe a member of parliament of yours?
Okay.
Of course, MPs have got constituents who may have also bought forms. Is it wrong in saying that, if they have forms, they should go through the same process?
Okay.
Is it wrong? I'm not saying that, go ahead, bring me five so I can put you in there. So this statement, first of all, let me say categorically that I did not bribe any member of parliament.
Well, at what point in time did you go to these members of parliament to say, well, if you have constituents, bring them, let's recruit them?
When you say let's recruit them, that's what I'm saying.
Mm.
When you have constituents who have also got the forms online,
I get it.
Eligibility criteria,
yes.
You can let them go through. That's a different thing than bring them for me to recruit.
Okay.
So let me say that we have not, or I have not, ask them to bring and to bribe them. I think I want to be very clear on that one.
Okay.
I've not bribed any member of parliament by offering them to and all that. It is not the case.
So when you went to them that if they have constituents who bought the forms, they could go through, what exactly were you trying to do to help them out?
So we are floating it to Ghanaians, or just like their constituents. There are people who have bought forms. Indeed, they are tracking numbers and they are online. They should also apply. That is what it is. I have made that statement, but I did not say that I'm bribing them. I want to be very clear on that one.
Mm.
Yes, I'm not bribing them.
Because
it was in a close sitting. It was in a close sitting for members of parliament. It was not like going to them one by one to say, bring me, let me do it, or bring me, let me do it for you. No, that is not the position.
Okay. Now, so I was trying to find out from you, at what point in time did you go to them about, you know, if they have constituent, they can also, and they both
I think after we had agreed on the roadmap that we were going to advertise for every Ghanaian citizen to also be given the equal opportunity. That was when I said, well, we are advertising. So advise your constituents, if they also fill the forms and all that, do it, and then let's see how the process goes. That is the position. And again, I've read online that he said, I have a list of 10,000 people on my table. I think that is a big lie for him to say. That is a serious statement for him to make. I don't know why we are making all these issues because of elections. I'm surprised. How can you say I have 10,000 list on my table? Why? You see, he's an elderly person, he's a senior politician. I don't want to go on the banter with him. But I want to say that I am so disappointed, very, very disappointed that Asiedu Nketiah, national chairman, can make this blatant statement lies.
So that was the interaction with the Interior Minister, Henry Kotte, joined on the line by Dr. Ishmael Norman, who is a security expert. Doc, grateful to you for joining. Now, what is the right procedure for recruiting people into the security services?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. My brother, the whole thing smells bad from the point of view of ethical professional recruitment. That you advertise in 2024 for people who applied and they have their tracking numbers 2021, 22 today. And now you're not even going to recruit any new people in 2024. The whole thing smells bad. When he says, and I quote, Honorable Henry Kotte, for some reason, those people were not called or recruited. I mean, why? Why don't you know the reason? It opens the door for people to make all kinds of allegations and statements. I don't want to come between Honorable Johnson Asiedu Nketiah or Honorable Kotte, because these two men are responsible Ghanaian men, and I admire both of them. However, there is something wrong, systematically wrong, with the recruitment process. You advertise each year. Then the people apply. If they meet the minimum qualifications, they come for medical examination, and the ones that meet the height of medical examination, then you take them further through. Countries in Europe, in America, are suffering from insufficient recruitment. They can't recruit the number of people they want. If we are fortunate enough to have the mass, why are we making it so difficult for young men to achieve their dreams? So I don't buy it when the Honorable Minister of Interior says, for some reason, they were not called. He has to know the reason. For me, I would like to know the reason why they were not called. So for me, I think the whole system of recruitment of security into the security agencies is totally whack. There's something wrong, unethical about it. And that could probably lead to the situation where Honorable Johnson Nketiah would say something like that. I believe that if he doesn't have the facts, he wouldn't say it. Since he said he spoke in front of a group of parliamentarians, those people are witnesses. So for me, these two gentlemen should retire into the back room, call those MPs that were around and sort this matter out so that it doesn't become rancorous and a national issue because the country is on tenterhooks. We can't continue to throw little firewood into the fireplace. We can't afford it. We can't afford this kind of conflict.
Well, he explains that he only got to the MPs to say that if you have people who applied, I let them to go back and apply online so that they can be taken. Anything wrong with that if he wants the members of parliament to go back to their constituent and I let them to apply?
If this is what he meant, there is nothing wrong with it. But we are all aware of protocol placement in this country in every kind of job situation. Is that what he was referring to? You see, the issues are many. And they themselves, the politicians themselves, have created all the confusion surrounding something so simple, so linear, so straightforward. I don't trust that something went wrong. That's why those people were not called. I cannot believe, until you call the witnesses and really diagnose the issue and let people say, confirm whether Honorable Johnson Asiedu Nketiah is wrong or is lying, or Honorable Henry Kotche is lying, I will not believe one word. I won't take any position. I will be ambivalent about it until there's more evidence thrown into the pot, onto the table, for us to decide who is lying and who is not.
But does seeing the MPs to talk to you about allowing or letting their constituent to apply amount to, you know, shortchanging the process, which then we can ascribe to trying to bribe the members of parliament because they were opposed to the recruitment?
See, that he who feels it knows it. So if Honorable Asiedu Nketiah feels it was kind of a bribe, then in his mind, in his opinion, it will be. If Honorable Henry Kotche doesn't think it was some kind of a bribe, but rather instigation to get them to present their people as if they need to do that, then it could be something else. The whole thing goes towards protocol placement. And that, for me, it is wrong when we talk about equal opportunity under our constitution. The politicians, they don't observe this protocol, this provision in 1992 constitution. And so they are always dancing circles when something like this breaks into the public domain and they want to cover it up. Can anyone say that there is no protocol placement in the security agencies recruitment? No one can say that. There is always. So this is all part of the problem where the confusion is coming in. We do the right thing so that you won't have to defend anything, because truth stands by itself without any embellishment.
How must we cure this, you know, challenge such that when there is recruitment, no minister, no politician has to pass anywhere for anybody? It's open, fair playing ground. Any Ghanaian who is eligible can apply.
That is how it should be, but you think Ghanaians are, you know, responsible and self-contained enough to be able to do that? The politicians wouldn't allow it to happen. They are the ones who are helping this country to fall into the doldrums. They are the ones that are creating all the conditions for self-destruction.
So, I mean, we have nothing we can do?
We have to have responsible leadership. They have to stop the protocol placement. I get angry whenever I hear about it. About 2 years ago, we heard people were being recruited into the security forces. And I even made statement to this effect when somebody confirmed to me that he was recruited even though there was no national recruitment into the police force. I was very angry in the West, in the Upper West region. And that they joined without even going for police academy training. So these kinds of things have been around, and a lot of people are very much aware that it is happening. But it is the politicians that are making it possible to happen. We have to stop that. They have to become more accountable to the public and stop this favoritism and partisanship. It's killing the country.
Now, there's a growing trend when you see members of parliament, you know, bandy around pictures of people who have graduated from the police service, and they say that, well, it is through my instrumentation that I got person A, B, C, D into the police service. That must be a worrying trend.
That's a post-facto evidence that there was protocol placement, sweetheart deals. This is horrible. You don't create a universal system of recruitment with protocol recruitment on the side. Like I said, all the problems of this country can be traced back to individual politicians in positions of authority in this country.
Does this have any role to play in the kind of policing that we sometimes do see on the streets?
Certainly. In fact, it creates also disciplinary issues. When you go to any of the ministries, some people, some bosses, directors cannot tell their juniors what to do because they were brought by a minister of this, minister of that, this and this. And so when you give order to them, they won't do it. And the same thing is happening in the police force. That creates tension so that whoever is a commanding officer, the CEO, basically doesn't have authority. So what does he do? He picks people that listen to him and work with them, and that leads to alienation and discrimination within the force. So the etiology of this problem starts from the politicians. Mm-hmm. They need to clean their act up. The media people, go after the politicians for these shenanigans because they are killing the country.
Well, you're worried, just as many of Ghanaians are. We need to ensure that the situation when a politician will influence a police to someone to get police posting and all of that has ended. But it looks like we just go back to the politicians as well to find the solution for us. Is there anybody that we can fall onto to say, let us find solutions to this aside the politicians?
Well, you see, in any society, politics leads, the law follows. So long as the politics is leading, the law is an ass. And so I don't care how many laws you create. If the leading politicians, the political people leading the country are corrupt and have no ethics whatsoever, you can create so many laws, it will mean absolutely nothing. So politics leads, the law follows, and we need to hold our politicians accountable in everything that they do, and we should stop pampering them with titles. They don't deserve it. They are servants of the people, not lords of the people.
Mm. Well, must we throw our hands in the air, or there is hope for change?
We shouldn't throw our hands in the air. Because if such is the case, then what is the point of even having this conversation right now? I think that we know where the problem is, and we should address the problem head on. And when we see something like this, we shouldn't try to cover up. But there are a lot of people who think only on partisan lines, only on emotional lines, not on rational basis. And so they don't see any problem, especially if they got into the police force, for example, or immigration or customs, due to partisan politics or special placement or protocol placement and so on and so forth. So they don't see anything wrong until one day when they are looking for something and they can't get it, and then they get upset and they start casting aspersions on the politicians. We need to talk about these things. We need to expose the people that are doing it, and we can see a change. But the leadership must lead properly. And that starts with the presidency, that starts with the political parties. They have to stop. If you can't create jobs, by all means, you will resort to these kinds of shenanigans in order to show that somehow you are helping your constituency. If you cannot create manufacturing jobs, you cannot. This is why I like, without doing politics, Australia has 24-hour economy, and it helps that country. That is why I like the suggestion for the 24-hour economy, because it is a good thing. We should diagnose it properly and make sure it works.
The minister has confirmed he met the MPs. What should happen to him?
If the minister confirmed he met the MP, and the MPs confirmed that the minister said that, and the understanding of the appraisal of that is that the minister was attempting to bribe them, that should be made public, and the minister must resign.
From the interview he had, does it amount to bribery and that he should resign for that?
Until we get more facts onto the table, you cannot make that conclusion.
Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining. Dr. Ishmael Norman is a security expert. This has been Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.